President Cyril Ramaphosa this morning opening the South African Green Hydrogen Summit. Watching that is Kevin Bryant, EWN reporter. Kevin, good afternoon to you. What has the president been saying about the country's plans to incorporate the energy source, green hydrogen, as part of South Africa's energy mix?
Very good afternoon to you, Mandy. The president came all out to ensure the delegates and industry present here. There's quite a lot of representation from the industry itself, not necessarily the decision makers. Present also Minister Patricia de Lille, as well as some delegates from Germany came out to also attend the conference here, Mandy. The president yesterday went to the Saldanha Bay area. We know that a factory there, Saldanha Steel, had to close down a couple of years ago, and that was due to the high cost of electricity, but also iron ore price that shot up, and that will now be converted, as also announced earlier by Cecil, that will be converted to a green hydrogen hub. The president saying that in order for South Africa to reach its targets to reduce carbon emissions, it will need about 98 billion rand over the next 5 years, but also assuring that strides are being made to improve energy security in the country. Just listen to what he told delegates, Mandy.
This country is a favorable, reliable, and stable place to conduct business. We are driving regulatory and legislative reform to make the South African economy more competitive, to attract more investment so that we can create more jobs. Our country has many inherent advantages that make it internationally competitive in the production of jobs and attract billions.
Kevin, the Northern Cape forms a key part of the future rollout of this green hydrogen as an energy source. What's he been saying about that?
Mandy, the president highlighted that Sasol, as well as the Northern Cape provincial government, have made huge progress on a master plan to roll out green hydrogen, special economic zones also within that province, saying that it aims to support 40 gigawatts of electrolyzer capacity by 2015. Our president yesterday is also the premier of the Northern Cape, Samani Sol, who says that hydrogen is a game changer for the Northern Cape. We know that the province has already made some progress with regard to the rollout of other forms of renewable energy, solar as well as wind. Today, they've now joined forces with the Western Cape government to also expand the rollout of green hydrogen. Just listen to what Zamani Sol had to say, Mandy.
We'll change the economic landscape of the Northern Cape. There's a whole lot of other projects on green hydrogen which are destined for the Northern Cape. So we are very happy about that. If you listen to the engagements which are taking place here today, this morning, it was about the Northern Cape, and that is the reason why we are here.
Thank you to Kevin Brunt, who brought us that report from the South African Green Hydrogen Summit that's being held in Cape Town, and the president delivering the keynote address there today.